Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports here on your Saturday afternoon. And we've got on the line, he's friend of the show, he's a true giant in the community here. It's the amazing Phil Coates. Going to hear a lot from him today. I tell you, he's going to be reporting on the Saints. He's a Saints man in the community. He's Sammy the Saint. And today's Verum Sport, we're considering rebranding the Phil Coates Show. But it is sincerely a pleasure and a privilege to welcome back to Verum Sports, Mr. Phil Coates. How are you doing?
Tony, I'm almost speechless now, so you better not say anything more, otherwise you might not get anything more from me, but what an introduction.
No, honestly, we're grateful for your insights, always appreciative of all the amazing things that you do personally and help organise collectively. And today, if it's not Thank enough, you. All the other hats that you've done, you are our voice of the Saints this afternoon, so just welcoming you back. Now, Phil, with all that being said, before we kind of look at all the great work that is being done, that hopefully, fingers crossed and all that at this moment in time, will continue to be done. Got to quickly touch upon the Saints. First and foremost, I guess, congratulations to them. They've got a Hart Senior Cup final to look forward to.
Yes. After a 2-0 win against Kings Langley during the week, through to the final, play our old adversaries, Hemel Hempstead, in the final. I think the date's yet to be decided, but hopefully we can pull off a trophy as well as staying in National League South.
It is such a crazy league, the National League South. It always has been, yeah, as long as I've known it. But goodness me, Saints as it stands, these are the facts, are in the relegation zone. But my word, there is only 3 points separating Saints in 21st, that final relegation place, and Billericay Town way up in 15th. And then up beyond that, there's only really about a handful more points. So what a crazy league, and a few wins, everything changes, the picture evolves. Saints won't be fearful yet, but will be conscious that there is only 8 games left.
Yeah, these couple of games are so important as well, because I mean the side's directly above us, and if we can put some points between them and us, then you know we've got a really good chance of staying up and even climbing up the table quite a bit. If you look at the table, I think Tonbridge were right down in one of the two relegation spots a few weeks ago. And they're climbing the table a bit. And if you look at Braintree's results recently, they've been a bit of a mixed bag. So hopefully we could come away with all 3 points today. But it's important that we get at least a draw, but a win, you know, is almost as essential, I think.
Ian Anstersman, hopefully we'll draw confidence from that 2-0 Cup victory in the week. But they're looking to avoid a third straight league defeat. So, again, as you say, a massive fixture. We look forward to you reporting on it all afternoon. Just quickly, final point on the Saints. My major, I guess, just looking at the trends and the pattern, is that Iosifano has had an unreal season. 18 goals in 35 appearances, all told. I mean, that's better than a ratio of one every other game. But the rest of the team really need to get involved and, you know, take the weight off his shoulders. I think after that, you have to go down to Zane Banton, also having a stellar season in terms of assists, but he's the second top scorer with 7. You know, that's a big discrepancy between your top and your second place goal scorer, isn't it?
Exactly. And when we were, I think just before Christmas, when you actually looked at the stats then, Joe's scoring goals, but I think all the rest were on sort of 1 or 2 goals then, and although Zane's been knocking a few in, we really could do with other players, and we've had our chances. You know, in some games we've had a lot of chances and we've just not been able to put them away, so I think this afternoon hopefully we can be good in front of goal.
And we're going to hear from you all afternoon reporting on this crunch clash. It is Saints in the 21st spot, travelling to Braintree today, who, before a ball was kicked, are in 19th, just 2 points. Two places above Saints and only 1 point difference. So a Saints win would see them leapfrog their opponents today. And that is how intense this campaign is and this league is. But now I want to just ask you quickly, Phil, to put on your Saints man in the community hat. And I know in and around match days, always the Saints are very engaged, do lots of things to encourage young people to get involved. Tell us a bit about what's been going on from that perspective in recent weeks.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly been a lot going on with young fans. We've been trying to encourage more young fans to come down to games. So we've had vouchers go out. We had 20 vouchers go out to every primary school in St Albans for one of the recent games. We've got a St Albans City Youth Day coming up on 4th of April, where hopefully we'll get many of the, I mean, there's 84 teams from St Albans City Youth. So hopefully we'll get representatives from quite a lot of those teams. We've got schools penalty competition, and that's coming to semi-final stage now. So we've got four schools left in that, with the final also on the 4th of April, which is going to be a very busy day. We're not only sort of looking at the younger element of fans, but we also have Harvest Walking Football coming to one of our games as well. So, yeah, quite a lot going on. And, you know, we want to encourage, obviously, as many fans as possible to come to the remaining four games. We've actually got a special deal for fans where I think it works out at £56 for the four remaining games. So you can buy a package of tickets for those games. That's the adult prices. So, yeah, quite a lot going on.
Always important. Again, you are kind of the beacon from the local sporting perspective here over the Mighty Saints. Of course, we loved following them every week on 92.6 FM, Verulam Sports for Radio Verulam. But again, just coming back to that awesome work that you guys do in the community, you mentioned there the ever fun kind of penalty shootout event growing and building. Does that see Sammy the Saint take part?
Oh, I think Sammy might be making some appearances. So, maybe that'll be a lucky omen for the team and help them win those remaining home games.
Hey, fabulous stuff. Phil, as we all know at this stage, as much as we love sport, truly we do, and think sport reflects life, every now and again the bigger worldview reminds us that at the end of the day, as those footballers love to say, it is but a game. And so it is all a bit kind of question marks about things. Everything will be decided and will be predicated upon the best for people's general health and safety and well-being, which trumps everything. But just being positive momentarily and assuming that things can keep on an even keel, I want to bring back to another amazing thing that you do, Phil. I've been honoured over the last 2 years, and fingers crossed we'll get involved again this year, to do some really rather large walks for alongside you for prostate cancer. But I know, transcending of that, you do phenomenal things, literally getting on your bike to raise money and, most critically, awareness for prostate cancer. A massive one coming up, the London to Amsterdam one. It's something that you've been very passionate about for several years. Just remind us again, over that time span, how much money you and the team here in St Albans have raised. It's a staggering amount of money.
Yeah, the team in total over the five rides have raised £146,000 for Prostate Cancer UK, and with the money that's already come in for this year's ride, that's taken us over £150,000. We would certainly hope to be at sort of £175,000. We've got almost half of the, we've got a team of 20 this year, and of that 20, I think 10 are new riders, including four riders who all used to play in the same Sunday League football team. So those from Phoenix, they're They've got together to form a team within a team, and we've got quite a few new riders who are hopefully going to experience riding to Amsterdam.
I know from the walking context with yourself over recent years, Phil, the sense of camaraderie and togetherness, if that's even a word, is mind-blowing and always kind of drives me to the finish line. But just, again, want to remind everybody of just the generosity of spirit of the people here in St. Albans is one of the wonderful, wonderful character traits of our community. Over £150,000 raised from such an early beginning, Phil. Could you even really imagine back then that you would get to where you are now?
No, I mean, we took part the first year, four of us, and we thought, oh, maybe it would be a one-off event. But I think it was 150 riders in total that year. And we thought, well, and they're all setting off from the same venue. And we enjoyed it so much, we thought, well, we'll have to do it again. And it does get addictive, really. You want to do it year after year. Obviously, it's difficult trying to do it so many years in a row. I mean, this will be our sixth time. But like you say, the residents of St. Albans, so generous. And we found ways and means of getting local businesses involved and collecting money at rail stations, etc., and raising awareness as well. There's certainly some people, you know, at Clarence Park and at stations, etc., ask questions which, you know, most of us are able to answer and sort of point people in the direction of the charity if they think they may have some symptoms or they just want to have a test carried out. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's just as important, the awareness.
You're dead right. It remains, and this is the thing that really kind of, I guess, resonated with me as a huge fan of sport, that it is still the case, despite the great work, not just yourself, but so many involved with Prostate Cancer UK and other prostate charities do, to raise awareness and, of course, money and improve and refine treatments. It is still the case that every 45 minutes, a man will lose his life due to prostate cancer. So even now, still more has to be done. Phil, what's the best way that we can engage with you and contribute ever more, apply once again that wonderful St. Albans spirit of generosity to help this important cause? What's the best way we can support you?
Well, one of two ways. I mean, we've got the St. Albans team set up, so you can just put in St. Albans City FC on Just Giving website, or my personal one is justgiving.com/fundraising/pcoats.
Hey, love it. Once again, just remind us of those important links, please.
Yeah, it's justgiving.com/fundraising/pcoats.
Perfect. Phil, I will look to be back on that walk again this year with you. It's always a pleasure. And as you say, bizarrely addictive. I really want to be involved again for the third consecutive year.
I know. The walk's just as addictive as the cycle ride. So, yes, it'd be good to see you on a walk if a walk is arranged. I haven't heard any rumours yet. So, but I'll keep you posted.
I appreciate that, Phil. I appreciate your input as always, and also looking forward to your reports today as the Saints have that crunch fixture away at Billericay. Away at Braintree FC today, down in Essex. Our man Phil Coates will be there at the game providing reports. He's always a pleasure to speak to. He just is an absolute stalwart of good here in our awesome community of St. Albans. And I tell you what, seriously, and I mean this passionately, please, somebody give this man an MBE. He truly deserves it.
Tony.
Hey, listen, mate, I genuinely mean that. I salute you, Phil. I've done it literally. Have yourself a quality afternoon. I look forward to hearing back from you on Verum Sports very soon.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.